And finally today, we want you to meet Ben Robson. He owns a restaurant in London called Bupshee's. It's a partnership with his brother, Ed. And Bupshee's owes its existence and its menu to their grandparents, Fred and Nora Robson.
They were a big part of our lives. We used to go around to the house every weekend, help them make food. Schnitzel was our kind of favourite and something that we demanded every week. We certainly helped my grandma bash out the meat, bread the meat, and so it's kind of a bit of a production line. We used to love it.
Growing up, Ben knew that his grandparents had emigrated to Britain from Austria in 1937. They'd changed their names when they arrived, but that was about all he knew.
They never talked about the past too much. You know, that was that, and nothing more was said. We kind of found out a lot more after actually they both passed. We kind of went through a whole box of information that had photos, birth certificates, and everything. It's incredible to see how much they had kept and documented. My grandma had actually told my dad, look, if you ever kind of want to dig a bit deeper and know anything, then work your way through this box. Me, my brother, my dad, and my mum as well, we all kind of sat down, and what we found out was that both sides of the family were actually Jewish, which was a surprise. My dad was essentially brought up Christian. I mean, they didn't go to church or anything like that, but I think, you know, they moved to London and they just had this absolute fear of anything like that happening ever again. So they just went the complete opposite and like never talked about it, never mentioned it or anything. The biggest discovery for us were recipe books, my grandfather's recipe books that had been written 100 years ago, passed down from, we think, his mother, and just a wealth of recipes, both Viennese and English. Once he moved over to London, he started his own bakery, so it had those recipes in as well. Pages were so old, and each page was just beautifully annotated with his writing, which was, it's like calligraphy almost. And so on one side of the page, you'd have the ingredients, and then on the other, you'd have his method. And it was all done in this shorthand, which to this day we still can't decipher. So it's taken a bit of decryption to bring these recipes to life. The schnitzel recipe, you know, how to crumb the pork and veal and chicken. Also, desserts was his big thing. So he had wonderful strudel recipes and krapfen, which is like a donut, which we loved as well. Me and Ed had been working in the hospitality industry for over 10 years, and it's always been a dream of ours to open our own restaurant, and we're starting to think about that. So with this discovery, it was just a light bulb moment, and that was it. You know, the idea of Bupshee's was born. Bupshee's is a term of endearment that my grandparents used to call each other, and putting it above the door was our way of paying tribute to them, and it means a huge amount for us coming in every morning and just seeing it there.
Ben Robson of Bupshee's Restaurant in London. That's fun to say. That segment was produced by Alex Galifant. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Aaron Schachter, and thanks for tuning in.